This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So I get a note from a guy who wrote the Ponzi factor, and it has to do with the stock market, and that it's a veritable Ponzi scheme. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's a Kevin Jackson Show. My buddy's name is Tan. We've become close. Well, we've become good friends fast, I should say. And it's an amazing book. He's got a video to support it, and essentially he says that the stock market is a Ponzi scheme. I'll get into that a whole nother time, but here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about Amazon surpassing Google as the second most valuable company. Now, let's think about this for a second. These are virtual companies. No brick and mortar. They don't pay dividends. You get nothing. You buy the stock in, I mean, an amazing amount of money. Somebody has set this artificial valuation of this company and says Google is worth X number of billions of dollars, almost a trillion. Same with Amazon, because they've got this really cool, neat technology that they're doing stuff on, and it's smoke and mirrors. But Amazon is now over Google. Google, keep in mind, makes software. They make software that lets you browse, and it's a search engine, you know, and it looks for things that you want, and it displays it before you. It's an electronic flunky. And that's what it is, right? You say, hey, who exactly is Jeeves? And then you say, you put that question up and your electronic flunky goes out and it gets you a bunch of information. And your electronic flunky is no better than your ability to discern the information. But you get it. I remember years ago when Bezos started Amazon, and it was mostly around books, and the valuation came back and they said it's way overpriced. Let me just give you a little surprise. It's still way overpriced. They got a new distribution center that's coming in where you can walk in and out with product. But at the end of the day, it's still overpriced. I mean, what are they doing? Give me something that these guys do that's tangible, that when you invest in that stock, you can take it with you and go, boy, this is mine. If they liquidated, what would they be worth? The buildings that they own? You want to know how most of these guys are backing up their stock price? You want to know the dirty little secret? Google is backing up its stock price by gentrifying entire cities. They will buy up everything around them. So Google puts in a facility. They put 5,000 people in it. Then they buy up all the land around it, and they put their employees in those nice little hotels and, I mean, apartments. Or they may even just put the land out there for builders. Who knows? Then they bring in contractors that will put in all kinds of stores and, you know, things to support them, and they charge rents, and they're backing up their investment with real estate. Okay? You don't get any of that. I'm just telling you, you're the Class C stock of Google. Read it. If they liquidate, you get nothing. All that's to back up the boys that have the big bucks. So they're saying, okay, good look at Silicon Valley. Go to anywhere Google has their facility, near their facility, and go look at the price of land, and then just go 5 miles away and look at the price of land. Google has priced it to where you can't even get in there. People are paying an outrageous amount of money. Go look at what's going on in Detroit. The guy for Quicken Loans, Dan Gilbert. He's made a veritable bubble around the area of the city that Quicken Loan owns. And inside of there, man, it is utopia. Outside of there, it's a war zone. To get in, you got to buck up, baby. So they buy all this property. They, you know, make the value of this stuff go through the roof. They buy the most prime real estate, not to protect their asset, being the company, not to protect the shareholders, the Class C stock, the common stockholders, no, to protect themselves. That's their hedge against inflation. So while they can't sell the stock, right, because they've got a certain, you know, once you own stock in a company like that, you can't just let it go. Now, Zuckerberg sold $282 million worth of his stock, and he says, no, this is a routine sale of my stock so I can continue to do all the good works that I do. It's also to make sure he makes a good fat living, because he's a multi-billionaire on paper, but he's not a multi-billionaire in reality. And the stock market can correct them at any time. A perfect example is Elon Musk. Don't even go through the embarrassment of looking at how people treat Elon Musk as this amazing guy. This guy is one of the biggest Ponzi scheme runners in the country. His company, Tesla, has never made money. It's never come close to making money. Not even close. He has taken billions of dollars in subsidies of your tax dollars to live a lavish life for people to go, oh, you drive a Tesla. That company by itself would have been bankrupt years ago. Space, all the things that he's involved in don't make money. He never has, and here's a dirty little secret, he never will. If you happen to drive a Tesla, congratulations. You overpaid for it, it got subsidized, and you bought into the system. You're part of the Ponzi scheme. But anyway, I remember the good old days of capitalism. Companies would get big, they get broken up. They were called monopolies, and you've heard of them. AT&T was a monopoly, and we have these same monopolies today. They're run by leftists, and the government now overlooks their evil ways. And for the past few years, Zuckerberg of Facebook, he's ruined companies. He said his tactics were based on fairness, but he's not being fair. This is a guy that's putting guys like me, writers, news outlets, what have you, out of business. See, the data that he's collecting on the users of his platform, he says, is his data. That data is not his. He hasn't spent countless hours putting that data in, then collecting like-minded individuals or otherwise people who wish to share a comment on that data. I build my own page, not him. But Facebook's not the only abuser. Bezos of Amazon has grown filthy rich with the same tactics. He's an anti-Trump. He hates conservatives. And while leftists talk of people having too much wealth, they grovel over the wealth of people like Soros and Gates and Zuckerberg and Sergey Brin and many others. And speaking of these leftists super wealthy, Bezos just surpassed Alphabet, Google, to become the world's second most valuable company. This guy's worth billions of dollars. And Apple is the only company now that has more value than Amazon, another leftist company run by, formerly run by Steve Jobs and now Tim Cook, the gay blade. But Amazon surged 35% this year, and Google only surged 4% or had 4% growth. Facebook, of course, has dropped because of the issues that Zuckerberg's had. But these are people that have far too much money. They make the Rockefellers and the Gettys and those people of the old days look like pikers in comparison. And we aren't talking about breaking them up. We aren't talking about ending this monopoly. How's that for a little bit of context over all this stuff? Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Happening that is no longer being discussed. Scandals on top of scandals brewing. The left are scared. That's why you're not hearing much from Adam Schiff. That's why they're pretending that people like Eric Holder can run for president. And I could go on. It's all nonsense. It's smoke and mirrors. It's subterfuge. Things that throw you off. Glad you guys are here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Debbie Wasserman Schultz will soon be awashed in scandal with the Alwan brothers. They're finding out that they skipped over all the clearances just to let these guys in order to fuel the Muslim Brotherhood. Fast and furious under investigation. The Inspector General is now authorized to investigate the Clinton Foundation. Hillary's still out there doing her deal, right? For a lot less money. $25,000. What's the going rate for a Clinton? Exponentially less. It tells you how much power she currently curries with Washington, D.C. and across the board. Exponentially less. When have you heard of Bill? Anything of Bill Clinton, her super secret, not so secret weapon. Bill Clinton, nothing. Barack Obama, marginalized. Netflix, stock dropping. I mean, I could go on. All these signs. Yeah. So, you know, you look at these things and you say to yourself, these are the things that you need to really understand politics. And keep in mind, folks, this is with a full court press against Donald Trump, because what's not going away? Oh, the latest attack on guns, a 17-year-old leading the charge? Since when? Since when would America put its faith in some issue in the hands of a 17-year-old? A guy that's still, you know, got his grandma wiping his butt and changing his diapers. And what about Stormy Daniels? Where is she? Suddenly that story's gone up, like they said in Shawshank, like a fart in the wind. And then what about the guy before her who wrote the book about the Trump White House? Where is he at? Where are all these naysayers? Where's the Never Trump movement, the anti-Trumpers, and so on and so forth? Where are they? I'm just curious. Tax reform is passed. The economy's doing well. Stock market's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. It's settling. It's settling. And I told you guys, don't sweat that. That's going back up. We're in a so-called trade war with China. Make me a bet. Bet me something of significance to you on who wins the trade war by the end of the year. Make me a bet. I dare you. Call the show, 844-551-8255. Send a note to kjradio.com. I promise you, I'm going to crush you if you decide you're going to go against me. Donald Trump, he's rocking it. A week ago, he was at the same point or whatever as Obama in terms of approval rating. I think it was 47%, if I'm not mistaken. But here's what I saw in Rasmussen. They said in December, just before tax reform was signed into law, Trump's approval rating was 43%. They said it was a cause for concern for Republicans. Really? The guy who got elected and they said he came in with a 38% approval was at 43%. He's 5 points higher, and that's a cause for concern. A guy who got a tax reform package delivered that people said was not going to happen. He's marginalized Obamacare. He's made Obama look like the feckless leader that he was. And they say there's cause for concern. And they said it was an encouraging sign for Democrats heading into the 2018 midterm elections. Yeah, the same people that had bet on the 17-year-old for gun control and a former stripper. That's their strategy. Their strategy is to say, we're going to raise your taxes. After Donald Trump proves that he can rebuild an economy that was decimated, that was destroyed by the previous administration, an administration that is going to be so embroiled in scandal by the time November of this year rolls around, they won't even be able to see straight. It's coming, trust me. Anyway, it was at 43%, they said. Since then, things have turned around for Trump. His approval rating is sitting at 50%. Let me say this before I go any further. When Donald Trump cracks 50%, when they finally have to admit that more people in this country like what he's doing than don't like it, watch what happens to the left. Watch the scrambling. Think of all the media lies that have been told about Donald Trump across the board, whether it's involving women or policy or Russians or whatever. Think of all the damage that's been done, and he's still ticking up. He's not jolting up. He's not getting a big surge because we won some war or did something spectacular. He's ticking up, little by little, steadily rising, which tells you the system is breaking down. The system that's in play to destroy him is finding itself not working. It no longer has the impact that it had before. As I said, Donald Trump, according to the polls, was the least popular president ever elected in the modern era. And he slowly gained, despite everything that we're talking about, he slowly gained. 50% of likely U.S. voters approve of Trump's job performance, 49% disapprove, 1% still undecided. Latest figures, get this, include 33% who strongly approve of the way he's performing, and they say there's 39% that strongly disapprove. Yeah, those are the people that occasionally watch CNN or MSNBC and have just been, you know, made to, that's the way they think. But let me tell you what the others, what that means. 61% of this country probably agrees with him. If you really shake it now, the 39% that strongly disapprove, that's the number. That's what the Democrats have, and that's what they start with in any policy. The only question about the Democrats is, can they move anybody, you know, 2 to 10%? That's what they're looking to move people. They can't even move them. 33% who strongly approve. They say this number is not only a significant increase from the low 40s just 3 months ago, but it's 4 points higher than Obama's approval rating at this time in his presidency. I want you to think about this. We're in year two. They were still living on the afterglow of Barack Obama. You know, he was still smoking a cigarette, asking him, was it good for you? And they looked up and went, not as good as I thought. Trump is ahead of Obama, 4 points higher at 50%. Obama was 46% living in the afterglow of his presidency, where he could do no wrong, with a media that fawned all over him, with late night talk show hosts that said, you can't find anything wrong with this guy, with people talking about feeling tingly up their legs and so on and so forth. Donald Trump has none of that. He's got nothing on his side. 95% media negativity. He's got late night TV hosts that torpedo him on the daily. Funny guys, Saturday Night Live, making sketches about him all the time. The written media that's you know, New York Times and Washington Post and all them writing things about him that are derogatory. He's got lawyers spreading rumors and Hollywood going after him. And with everything that's happening, he's still 4 points higher than their boy. If there's any indication of what's happening right now in the world of politics and what the Democrats can expect in November of 2018, I just gave it to you. They're going to get crushed. And that's why they're scheming. That's why you look at the only bastion they have left right now, I'm telling you, is social media. The Googles, the YouTubes, the Facebooks, the Twitters, and so on. They're the ones who are going to have to save them with misinformation campaigns. And that's what they're currently doing right now. We'll talk more about it in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Radio show. So I was talking earlier about Facebook and Amazon and Twitter and all these social media platforms, Google. Well, Google owns YouTube. It's one of those things that's funny. The guys at YouTube had a really slick technology. And I don't know what it's involved, but it's the only one of these video guys that just works across all platforms. It's a really stellar design. Google tried to put YouTube out of business for years and couldn't do it. That should tell you how strong of a product these guys had at YouTube. Well, they finally sold out. They cashed out. I don't blame them. Probably a couple of Asian kids said, you know, we had our fun. We sell now. Ha ha ha. We ain't $500 million. I don't know. They sold it for a fortune. And so now Google owns YouTube. And so just think about the media potential here, because they got the search engine down. They own that. They can tell you what you're going to be looking at. Now when you go out to go get your media, Google says, well, hey, here, how about this video? So they don't render Facebook's video. They don't render a Twitter video. They render their own stuff. Google at some point, mark my words, with this acquisition can make Hollywood look like a thing of the past. You, let me tell you, you're about to get movies delivered to you in a way you've never dreamed. You can get it on your phone. I can zip it right to your office. I'm gonna, the same thing that's happened where you got movie theaters and they got all this brick and mortar. Now, it may not get rid of the movie theater, but trust me, the movie theater is the new drive-in. These guys are gonna render whatever you want to see, however you want to see it. They're going to give you things to look at that's, you know, low budget, and they're going to say, you want to see the next blockbuster? Here it is. They're going to start making movies themselves, get rid of Hollywood, because they've got filmmakers at the ready. I'm just telling you what's about to happen. I'm a futurist when it comes to this. I look at the risk portfolio. If I owned a string of movie theaters, I would be scared to death of Google entering this business. And the only thing that's going to save it is save the industry is Google is so anti-conservative, anti-American. It's so dogmatically progressive, if you will, leftist, bone-dead, brain-damaged leftist, that's the only thing that's going to kill them. It'll leave competition for other people. And the only way that they can get that technology out is the government has to say, you can no longer have a monopoly on this. Because I'm telling you right now, Google will control entertainment the way this is going. Facebook is already starting to slide. Hollywood is starting to slide. What videos do you watch more than anything? I can already answer the question. There can be Vimeo. There's Rumble. We put stuff on Rumble. There's all these other platforms. You couldn't name me, other than the ones I just gave you, and you probably didn't even know about Rumble, you couldn't name me another one. Well, Kevin, Twitter does videos sometimes. Okay, fine, Twitter. Twitter and Facebook, I'll give you those. I'll give you Rumble. Name me one more. And, oh, I gave you Vimeo. Okay, give me one more. It's tough. And I promise you there's dozens. There's dozens of them. But you can... So let me ask the question differently, because that kind of blew up in my face. Stop. What are y'all laughing? It didn't really blow up in my face. I just gave out too many hints. But here's the deal. What do you watch? What was the last video you watched on the internet? It's either going to be... It's more likely to have been a YouTube, then maybe a Facebook, then maybe a Twitter. And I know Instagram has something now, so maybe one of those. And don't be surprised to learn that a lot of the underlying technology that some of those is owned by Google. I don't know. But I do know this. The majority of the ones that I look at on a day-to-day basis are YouTube. If I look at 5 videos a day, guarantee you 3 to 4 of them are going to be from YouTube. Now, why do I bring all this up? Because YouTube has started suspending the accounts of major gun and accessories manufacturer. But don't worry, videos on how to make bombs or meth are still going to be available. These are the people that want to give you morality as they shift into offering you a product for you to watch. Because I'm telling you, YouTube within 2 years will be one of your chief ways of getting your entertainment delivered to you. It will probably be subscription based. It's going to give Netflix a run for its money. I'm telling you, Netflix better be in exclusivity. It better have a lot of things going, because YouTube is coming at them. I'm telling you right now. All these guys, when they started out with this stuff, I'm talking about technology, they had no idea what they were playing with. The thing that should scare you the most is now they're starting to look at the application. So let me put it in perspective for memory. Years ago when I was in IT, people were just amassing memory. The thing to do was just have the memory. Memory allowed you to collect more data. So they added these banks and banks of memory. I mean, full server farms dedicated to nothing but collecting data and information. But they didn't know what to do with it. So this thing came along called business intelligence, where they said, look, we got all this data on our clients. What are we doing with it? And people started saying, well, hey, let's look at how we push market. So I'll use an example of a jeweler that I worked with. I won't tell you the store, but the chain. But they said, we want to know all about you. So husband comes in, he registers. Sir, what's your anniversary date? Boom, boom, boom. Give us the name of your wife. Jan. You have any kids? Yeah, I have a son who's 8 and a daughter who's 12. So that would be your profile. Your daughter who's 12, when she gets to be 13, they're going to ask you, hey, do you want her to start? You know, they know the profile of a 13-year-old girl, the jewelry she wears. So they'll offer you earrings that are age appropriate, a necklace, age appropriate, bracelets, rings. When it's if it's a boy, he's 12 years old or whatever, he'll get we used to give out these promise bracelets when I was a kid. I don't know if they still do, because that was the dark ages. But maybe they give out a promise bracelet or something like that. When it's time for everybody's birthday, they give you a free gift. It'll be $10 or $25 towards something. And it'll be something that your daughter or your son, age appropriate, will want. It'll remember your anniversary. So that was stage one. But just say, get the basic information and at least push something out to them. Then it became, don't just push things out to them. Let them know what other people will buy. If you buy this, you might also want to get this. Then they started looking at, you know, what do people do in your age and demographic? And they set up affiliate agreements with that data, and they partnered with other people. And now it's to the level of sophistication that would absolutely blow your mind. It appears as if they're being intrusive at times to you. That's the level. So I want you to think about the amount of things that Google has on you from all your searches. Go to Facebook. There's now starting to show these things where they tell you exactly what Facebook has on you. It is frightening how much these people know about you. Maybe we'll continue talking about this because, yeah, you know, let's just do that. It's frightening. The Cambridge Analytica scandal was nothing in comparison. Nothing. So there were people that went on the Facebook, and he said, I want to look and see what do you have on me. And this one guy, his name is Dylan Curry, pointed out the comprehensive Twitter thread, and he examined his own data cache, and he extended the bulk of data collected and sorted by these companies, and he was mind blown. Google, Curry said, collected 5.5 gigabytes of data on him, equivalent to some 3 million Microsoft Word documents. Facebook only collected 600 megabytes, which is equivalent to roughly 400,000 Word documents. So after he made this revelation, even after he deleted his search history, revoked permissions from Google and Facebook applications, he found an extensive, a comprehensive log of his documents and other files stored on Google Drive, his search history, chat logs, and other sensitive data about his movements that he had expressly deleted. Google and Facebook and all these social media sites know exactly where you've been when you've carried your phone. They show a map of him. It's got dot, 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 all the little dots where he's been. It's got a timeline of when he was there, what he looked at while he was there, and on and on. As I've said to you before, Google and Facebook and these social media sites know more about your life than you do. You can't remember what you had to eat a week ago. You can't remember where you sat. But Google and Facebook knows exactly where you were. They know the order. If you took a picture of it, they can render your picture. They may not even need to have you take a picture because they already took it for you. That is the level that we're talking about here, folks. It is scary how much they know. 5.5 gigabytes. When I was in engineering, that would have filled an entire room. It would have filled an aircraft hangar. At some point in my development, it was so much memory. That's more memory enough to hold things that you can't even dream about. And they have that on you, everything. And memory getting cheaper and cheaper, it's easier now to gather this stuff. And so it's gone from just simple business intelligence to data gathering and monitoring in ways that, quite frankly, make Big Brother look like little sis. And that's where we are. These are the people directing policy. They want to kick guns, everything gun-related off of YouTube. Oh, except their entertainment shows. Huh?
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Turn out the lights. I'm not talking petty pendergrasses. Turn out the lights. Do, do, do. And light a candle. No, not that one. I'm talking about turn out the lights. The party's over. President Trump has ended the so-called investigation into Russia. At least as far as his interests are concerned. Now they can focus on the real issues of Russia. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Leftists don't understand this. They didn't even know what the sign is. I'm going to explain it to the ones of you who want to listen to me and the few leftists that are on this show. You're going to learn what I'm talking about when I say President Trump just dealt the knockout blow to Robert Mueller. This investigation has ended. Oh, he didn't issue an executive order. He didn't fire anybody. He just essentially ended it in a whole other way. So what did he do? Well, allow me to illuminate. Someone get me my flashlight. Even the most lame, brain-dead, moronic Democrat's going to be able to understand what I tell you today. See, Trump is so confident that Mueller's investigation has ended that he invited Putin to visit. Yeah. Did you not catch that? That's Trump saying, this is over. Trump to Putin, let's set up a meeting. Washington Post's Anton Troyanovsky said this. The Kremlin aide, Yuri Yushkov, said no preparations for such a meeting have taken place since the March 20th phone call, according to Russian news agencies. If everything will be all right, I hope that Americans will not back away from their proposals to definitely discuss the possibility of holding a summit, Yushkov said, according to the state news agency RIA Novosti. When our president spoke on the phone, it was Trump who proposed holding the meeting in Washington in the White House. This was March the 20th. So this wasn't that long ago. That officially ended the Russian investigation. Now, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, according to Chris Johnson of the Washington Blade, said, as the president himself confirmed on March 20th, hours after his last call with President Putin, the two had discussed a bilateral meeting in the not-too-distant future at a number of potential venues, including the White House. We have nothing further to add at this time. Boom! In your face. That is a punch right to the solar plexus. It is. Well, not in your face, because the solar plexus is in your chest. But you know what I'm saying. That is President Trump saying, oh, you want a Russian conspiracy? I'll give you a conspiracy. I'm done. I'm bringing Putin over. We're going to normalize relations with Russia. That's what we should be doing. Remember when they made a big, oh, he called and congratulated. He never should have called and congratulated, and he did. Where did that story go? Oh, the same place of the guy who wrote inside the White House or whatever, the same place that Stormy Daniels went, the same place that all the bimbo eruptions went, the same place that the Russian collusion narrative and collective dots have went, the same place where Adam Schiff is apparently hiding out. The invitation to Putin is a direct slap in the face to Mueller and all other Democrat eunuchs. Mine's bigger than all yours, is what Trump is saying to the Democrats. Further, Trump taunts the media with this invitation. This is a stroke of genius, but what took so long? I mean, quite frankly, while this investigation was going on, he could have said, you know what, I'm going to invite him over now. Could have done it a month, 2 months ago, 3 months ago. But the timing's really good, because this investigation is spiraling in on itself faster than the vortex of an F5 tornado. And the Democrats are trying to figure out a way out. If you want to know why you've got radio silence on Russia, I just gave you the answer. The Democrats must find an exit strategy that works. And I keep coming back to this very simple point. Hillary Clinton is now speaking colleges and universities, and it was $25,000 as her speaking fee. She says, I'm going to donate it, probably to the Clinton Foundation, but okay, so donate it to your own charity. Anybody looked at the numbers of the Clinton Foundation in a while? How much are they bringing in? Barack Obama gets the occasional deal because the Democrats have to keep up the ruse. If it weren't for having to continue the ruse, you wouldn't hear from any of these clowns. Comey is now, I think I told you guys the other day, CNN's going to give him a town hall because he's looking for any lifeline. I need to be able to tell my story uninterrupted with setup questions. Please set this up for me, CNN, and they did it. But it's not going to matter, because what Donald Trump is doing, this one move, he's saying, it's over. I love it. I asked the other day, where's Adam Schiff? The Democrats' pet chihuahua. He's not barking much these days about the Russian-Trump collusion. He's all but disappeared from the political scene. I guess he's recharging his batteries. Maybe he's preparing his bug-out bag for when the dust settles on these new IG investigations into anybody? Anybody? The Clinton Foundation. We're also investigating Fast and Furious. Look, I can bring you to water. Can't make you drink. But I'm telling you, these are the signs. Donald Trump. Watch this play out. And I'm going to try to give it a timeline. The next couple of weeks, let's see what develops in the Mueller investigation. Remember, they said, this has been this threat for a long time. We're going to take a look at Donald Trump and Mueller's going to interview him and all this. Where's that interview? Remember, everybody was warning Trump, don't talk to him, man. He'll set you up, Mr. Trump, President Trump, don't do it. You know, they got away, these FBI people are screwing things, you know, making your testimony look like this. And Trump's like, yeah, maybe I'll testify. I don't have any problem testifying. No, man, listen to your lawyers. And the lawyers are like, well, we prefer you not testify because you didn't really have to. But, you know, we can't tell him what to do. Where's it gone? Where's that story? Where are the warnings? Remember, every day, don't you fire Mueller. You better not fire. If you fire Mueller, it'll be Armageddon. It'll be DEFCON 4. Blood will be on the street. Trump said, I don't need to fire Mueller. He just fired Mueller. In the most tricky, slick way you've ever seen. He said, Vladimir, congratulations. Come on over, buddy. Let's have a sit down. Keep in mind, this is after expelling 50 Russians and shutting down their embassy in Portland, I think it is, or Seattle. Even after that, he's like, we can talk. Same thing he said with Xi in China. We impose tariffs, they impose tariffs. That Xi is very clear that, hey, look, I don't want a trade war, but he's got to save face. So he does his tariff thing, but Donald Trump's tariffs have more than trumped Xi's tariffs. And end the story. Game over. But you know what? Come on over. Let's talk. He's having the same conversations with Shinzo Abe, the prime minister of Japan, and he's invited him over as well. He says, we're going to talk. Then he threw the gauntlet down to Mexico and to the Democrats. You didn't get DACA. You didn't want DACA. And you didn't give me a wall. So screw you. And he said to Mexico, if you continue doing your policies of what you're doing to the United States and sending your citizens over here, we're definitely going to remove NAFTA and we're going to make you pay. Do you think that, let me tell you something, the president of Mexico, you know what he did? He kept his mouth shut. That's what he did. He didn't fire back over Twitter. He didn't fire back through any kind of delegation. If anything, he's on backdoor channels saying, Mr. President, please don't make me look so bad in front of my people, okay? Please don't do this. But he is never going to say it publicly. So he uses his little pit bull, Vicente Fox. Dude, you do not be threatening the Mexican people. You know the Mexican people, the Mexican people. The Mexican people that Mexico is sending over here in droves, they should be ashamed of themselves. If I was president, that's exactly what I'd say. I'd say, you know what? Mexico's built an economy that can't support itself, has to rely on the prototypical white man, and then they want to blame us for everything. You should be ashamed of yourselves. They have a guy right now in Mexico who wants to make it okay for the cartels. He's greasing the skids for the cartels. He's running on this platform. And here's what's ironic. He might very well win. That's the level of debauchery that country has fallen into. And they don't want us to protect ourselves from it. It's ridiculous. Donald Trump let me tell you. I'm not happy about the budget, him signing the budget. I think he had other moves. But I'm going to tell you, if he does what he says, and he says, well, I'll do this budget, and then we're going to slash it, and once his approval rating, I talked about this earlier in the broadcast, once his approval rating gets into the 50s, it's Katie bar the door. The Democrats are toast. And that bellwether, that sign will be enough for them to crack like you've never seen. You think they've gone crazy now. You watch their policies and you're going, Kevin, how could they possibly get any stupid? More stupid. I'm telling you, it is possible and they will get there. But it's only going to backfire. Man, you're witnessing some amazing history.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.